Today we, Sydney, if you come on up, Sydney's going to share a few minutes with us. You can say where you're living now. I've known Sydney since 2006 now, when we first moved to Moscow. And anyway, if you don't mind telling a little bit about your story, I think it might be a story that these people haven't heard. Not too long. We have a pig waiting for us.
Thank you. It is always a wonderful thing to be in the house of the Lord. And I want to tell you just a short story about a little boy. 28 years ago, he fled. He fled atrocities. He fled pandemonium in his country. He fled anarchy, got on a ship just at age 13. Seeing people buried at sea with no food, no water, nothing. Docking on a port in Ghana after 3 days of sail, very weak, very malnourished, and then sent to a camp where there were no food, no medicine. The essentials of life was not there. Fast forward 8 years later, this boy, now a young adult, found himself in Moscow. Moscow at the time when he got there was highly racial. But he got there to go to school, and he got there with only $5 in his pocket. And with this $5, this boy bought bread and soaked it in water to eat and go to school. A week later, after he entered Moscow, he found a church, the Moscow Protestant Chaplaincy. And at the time, that church was helping students. Yes, young adults and students. It was an organization in the church, and they helped students by giving them every 2 weeks, a full chicken, a pound of rice, a bottle of oil. However, this boy would split the chicken into 14 different parts. Do you know why? Because it was every 2 weeks before he got one more. And he ate one every day. Just one part of the chicken every day to be able to meet the next 2 weeks. You know what he did with his rice? He made porridge because it was a lot. I tell you, a pound of rice is an awful lot of porridge. Mm-hmm. It is an awful lot of porridge. But yes, he did that and he survived. Who helped him survive? It was the people who loved God. It was people of God that helped him survive. He fled atrocities in his country, but went to another country, which was Ghana. Also, things were not good. And then went to another country, Russia. Also, things were not so good. Physically beaten because of the color of his skin. But there were people there to give him courage and hope. But there was someone there to give him life. It was God. Fast forward. 9 years later, this same boy found himself in the United States, working, teaching, imparting knowledge that he has gained over the years from his experience, whether good or not. This little boy is me. Free as you can be. He is here with a very, very good life, all thanks to God, but all thanks to the people of God as well. This little boy is now very, very happy, happily married. And I can say enough. This little boy is me, Dr. Sydney S. Okran. And I just thank the people of God. Thank you, Pastor Bob. I don't want to say this. I'm going to say it. He played a huge role. A huge role in my life. And I'm grateful. I am so grateful. But I stand here today, and I'm a witness that God is real, and he's always there. Thank you.
Why should I be discouraged? Why should the shadow come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven, my home? Jesus is my portion. My constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. Oh, for His eyes on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. Hasten the word I hear. Resting on His goodness, I lost my doubt and fear. Though by the path He leadeth, but one step I may see. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. And I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. Oh, for His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when song gives place to singing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to Him. From here He says, His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He cares for me. I sing because I'm happy. Oh, I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow,